Alrighty folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. So this week we are going to be talking about meditation and stillness. So a couple of the videos I know I have mentioned a lot around meditation, stillness, grounding, things of that sort, as almost always the first step to whatever it is that you're trying to do, whether that's manifesting, whether that's calling in certain rituals in terms of routines and daily practices and things of that sort, finding ways to fit meditation in that as best as possible are some of the things I've mentioned. Let's talk about what that looks like and what that really even means, right? It is very important that we give ourselves a lot of grace when it comes to meditation because it is a journey like everything else that you do. It is a part of your ability to call in your own energy and your ability to connect to the present moment, which is something that is very difficult for us to do, especially when we're moving on what is termed autopilot, right? It's very easy for us to get lost in the day-to-day of life and move through life without ever taking a second to really think about what it means to operate in our own energy and what it means to really be grounded and still and in the present moment, what it feels to just be. Right? Oftentimes our sense of self is very tied to who we're connected to and, you know, what we do in terms of work and what schools we went to, right? And things of that sort and who our family is, right? And so meditation is a key player in that. Meditation allows for you to really call in your energy and really allow for yourself to center into the present moment, right? Meditation doesn't have to be uniform. It doesn't look the same for everyone, right? There are some people who meditate simply out in nature with just nature sounds. And then there are those who meditate simply by listening to binaural beats and frequencies and things of that sort, right? And then there are guided meditations. I'm more of a fan of guided meditations. Those tend to work for me, right? When I'm listening closely to the voice that's playing in the background, allowing for myself to, again, focus my thoughts and my breathing on what the guide is saying, right? And so that's helpful for me, especially because I at first very much struggled with meditation, right? Because again, it is asking for some sense of stillness. And as a Gemini stellium, my brain is constantly moving at 1,000 miles a minute. And that being said, it was very hard to quiet my mind, right? And I tried to look for all external ways to quiet my mind, but meditation allowed for me to really sit with my mind in a way that was challenging at first, right? At first, I would find myself thinking about what am I going to eat later or how the day went or whatever emotions I was heavily in the forefront of my brain at that time, right? And so I remember when I was listening to these guided meditations, I also took a meditation course in college. But as I was listening to this and the instructor, he'd often say, if the thought is coming into your mind, acknowledge it, don't be hard on yourself, and then let the thought go. Let it go. And once you let that thought go, you come and bring it back to following your breath. Following my breath throughout the body was the best way for me to come back into the present moment, into my energy, right? Feeling only the sensations in my body, feeling only anything related to my breath and how it's moving through my body, right? And that allowed for me to really quiet my mind over time. But it took me a while to get there, right? It's a part of the journey. And even today when I meditate, there are times where certain thoughts will infiltrate my mind and I just acknowledge it and I let it go and I bring the attention back, right? But meditation for a huge part of my journey was about emotional release. It isn't so now, but it really was for the first part of my spiritual journey. I found myself constantly meditating and feeling like I was so heavy. Meditation allows for you to feel lighter because again, you're going into your energy. So as you are centering into your energy, you are finding yourself letting go of the things that are weighing on you, literally, right? There are times where like you start meditating up and then you start to relax the body as a part of the meditation practice. And as you are relaxing the body, you are feeling the places in which it feels heaviest, right? And as that's happening and as you're breathing out and exhaling, you're envisioning yourself often letting go of all those things that feel heavy, right? And as you're releasing those things, you might just find yourself crying. Many times I'm meditating with a smile on my face, just literally crying, right? Because I'm allowing myself to just release. Maybe it wasn't something that was happening in that very moment, but maybe it was just something that my body stored, right? Some trauma, feeling, heavy emotion, right? Or burden that what my body was carrying, right? And through meditation, through tracking the body and how I feel and the sensations in my body as the breath is moving through, I was able to see where I was feeling heavy and hence letting it go, right? And so that was a huge part of my meditation journey, was that emotional release. So at first it was definitely getting my mind to quiet down. And after that, it was as I was focusing more and more on my body and the sensations I was feeling, I was able to track where I was feeling heavy, hence letting go of those emotions, right? And then later on, my meditation journey just became a way of grounding through daily stress, right? I was in a very hectic work environment, and on a day-to-day, it just was a lot for my body to take and for my mind to take. There was lots of mental chatter. And I would find myself meditating in the morning when I woke up to give myself the strength, the grounded energy to go into work without feeling so anxious or fearful, right? And so that became a huge part of what meditation did for me in that time, right? It was grounding me before starting my day. And I highly recommend that because it's a great way to center yourself before going into many energetic fields around you, right? And then now for me, meditation is just a form of centering back into my own energy. Now more than ever, as I've shared my living space with other people and things of that sort, it's been very challenging for me to just remain in my own energy. And as a result, meditation has been that answer. Meditating, right? Even if that's me sitting at the pier, listening to frequencies or just the sounds of the water and finding myself really just in that present moment, right? Oftentimes, again, emotional release is still connected to it, right? Because emotional release is forever a journey, right? However, for the most part, it really is just a sense of peace and serenity that it provides for me now, right? Whenever it just calls for that moment of, hey, you know, what can I do right now? Let's get into my own energy and feel cozy in it, right? Feel that peace, that serenity, right? Meditation now does that for me. And so again, it is a part of a journey, right? Don't police meditation. Let it be what it is for you in that moment. If in that moment it's for you to quiet your brain, then that's what it is. If it's for you to feel peace, then that's what it is. If it's for you to emotionally release, then that's what it is. And if it's for you to manifest, then that's what it is, right? You want to start doing what is needed when you need it, right? And guided meditations are really helpful for this because if you know that you're looking in that moment for peace and serenity, search up grounded meditations that allow for that to be the focus. If it's emotional releasing, search up a guided meditation that's for that focus, right? And again, this doesn't have to be 30 minutes of your day. It could be 5, right? It could be 10. Whatever it is that you have, I really highly recommend and encourage you to take those opportunities to really sit with yourself, even if it is for 5 minutes, right? Or even if it's just breathing exercises for 60 seconds. All in all, meditation is a form of stillness and focusing into your energy and into your bodily sensations. And following your breath is the easiest way to do that. Right. There's a lot more that goes into meditation. The chakras, right? Focusing on certain chakras as needed, right? Those are helpful. Frequencies are connected to certain chakras that help focus in, right? So calling on certain frequencies in the background when you're trying to focus on certain body parts. But there are many, many tools and many, many ways to make meditation useful and beneficial for you. If you feel like you are moving a lot, right? You can lay down for meditating. You don't have to sit up in the way that you see others doing it. Do it in the way that works for you. Alrighty, folks. There is all that I have to say on meditation and stillness. Please, please, please share, like, and subscribe with others who would also be interested in this information. And thank you all so much again for listening to my content. Thank you. Bye.